With over 1,000 stands in two huge locations, you're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au.
Six.
Six. Six.
Six big ones.
Six big ones.
Set of six.
Yeah, an opportunity for you and me, Jude, to ask Del some of the big questions that are going on in the game of rugby league, and it's all brought to us by our mates at Paddy's. Fantastic to have you back on board. Question one, go for it, Jude.
Right, Jerome Hughes re-signed with the Storm on a long-term contract, Del, earlier this week. In your opinion, is he the best halfback in the game?
No, I don't think he's the best halfback in the game. He's a quality player. I think Cam Munster makes him a pretty good halfback. Obviously, he brings a lot to a team. I think the best halfback in the game is Nathan Cleary.
Yep. Okay. Which team do you think is being overrated ahead of the 2021 season?
Look, I think they've been good for the last couple of years. The Eels. I think the Eels might be on the slide this year. So,
ooh.
Yeah, they're on the way down. And then Brad Arthur could be under the pump a little bit.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. And on the flip side of that, which
hold
team?
Hold on. Before you ask that, just congratulations for not sitting on the fence, mate. Honestly, this has been punchy. It's really been quality.
It's refreshing.
It's refreshing after like a year and a bit that at last you've worked out that you need to come up with an opinion.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Right. On the flip side, Del, which team aren't we talking about enough?
I think the Titans. I think the Titans, because they've bought well, they're coaching, they just seem to be a happy club at the moment, and I reckon the fans are going to come back.
Okay, earlier this week, another good answer. Yeah. 3 from 3. I'm shocked. Earlier in the week, Cooper Cronk applauded the Rabbitohs' stance in regards to Adam Reynolds' contract situation, even going as far as saying he's got to 3 prelims in the last 3 years and failed. Well, here's Brent Reed on the Rush Hour during the week retelling what Adam Reynolds said to the media about Cooper Cronk.
Adam Reynolds has fired back today. You know what he said? I'll read you the quotes. Who cares? I don't care what he thinks of me or his thoughts. I haven't had anything to do with him. If it comes from my coaches or someone within the club, I would care. But nobody from the club said anything to me. He also had a little stab at Cooper and said basically he should know better than anyone but that one player doesn't win a grand final when you consider he basically, the Roosters won a grand final with him on the field not really contributing. So it's a bit spicy.
I've got to tell you, Cooper Cronk played unbelievable in that first grand final he won for the Roosters. So Adam Reynolds is way off on that particular one. What are your thoughts, Del?
Yeah, look, I think it just goes to show, he's under a bit of pressure there, Adam Reynolds. You know, he wants his contract and he's just, you know, people are going to have their say. And that's what's going to happen now. So he's going to have to get used to this. But I think he's got to give Cooper Cronk a bit of respect too. Like, you know, he's earned the right to have his opinion. So he's got to cop it. And if I'm Adam Reynolds, mate, he's just got to play good football and it'll all work out.
He can't be firing back like that all the time. Otherwise,
especially when you're a leader of a club and stuff, and mate, at the moment, you know, most people are saying the Bunnies, it's theirs to lose. Things could happen during the season, and he's going to be at the forefront of that now. So if I'm Adam Reynolds, mate, just keep doing what you're doing because he's a big chance to lead into the promised land this year.
We did say last week that we thought Adam Reynolds should get that deal anyway, so we're right behind him. We're not giving him any bagging at all. What about if you're in charge of the Warriors? Which player or players would you be looking to sign with the $1 million available after this captain RTS goes?
Yeah, look, I only have two players, you know, they're contract anyway, no, but mate, I think the aura of someone like Tel Malolo, you know, someone so big and strong and just, you know, he doesn't talk a lot, but it's just by actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's signed with the Titans now, but Big Tino, did you see Big Tino score a try last week? For a kid who's only 2021, to do what he's doing now, they're the sort of players that you could have, you know, set up your culture and set the standards. That's
good
what you need.
Around, eh?
And that's what the Warriors need at the moment. And Nathan Brown is that sort of bloke where, you know, he's looking for the next big thing that he needs at that club, but you've got to attract him there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You've got Gus Gould there as well that no doubt will attract
a
few people. What about the last tackle here, mate? Are we pushing our players too hard with all the new rule changes implemented over the last 12 months? In last week's trial between Penrith and Para, the ball was in play for 32 minutes of the 40 in the opening half. The NRL averaged only 56 minutes a game last year. So this is going to make it even quicker.
Yeah, no, I don't mind it too much. I think, you know, I think...
Now you're retired, you're quite happy.
but I think, you know, you're looking for the best product and you're looking at rugby union and AFL and it is what it is there. But I just think if I could pull something back on rugby league, it's more the weights and the power stuff they're doing because I reckon that contact, it's like every time you hit each other, it's like a car accident. So I've got no problems with that. The fitness is the least of my problems. I know there's going to be little soft tissue injuries, but no way.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks so much, a big fella. Excellent. With over 1,000 stands in two huge locations, you're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddys.com.au. That is paddymarket.com.au. Coming up next, we're going to get your opinions on 133353. Should athletes and politics mix, or should they stay in their lanes? We'd love to get your thoughts, and we've got prizes for the best caller as well.